If you will repeat after me, Lord Jesus, I have eyes that see. I have ears that hear. And my spirit is open tonight for refreshing. My heart perceives. You're talking to me. Amen. I want to take you on a little bit of a journey with the Word of the Lord. And some of this is rehearsal a little bit, because he reminded me to kind of run through what came on December 3rd when we had the guests from Rochester, New York. And the general pointing out that the understanding that he wanted us to undertake a new journey with a new awareness of who we are and what God has called us to be. So I quote, "As we anoint you tonight, understand that this is a revelation being given to you, that you are going to walk in these things." He's not maybe. You are going to walk in these things. You are going to be the golden lampstand. That's why that lampstand was on the altar. Full of golden miracle oil. And then the gift of workings of miracles. The mantle of miracles. There are two mantles that this miracle oil is manifesting in the church. The mantle of the anointing of Elijah and Enoch. The two men who never died. Those anointings are being released, and God has told this to other prophets. So it's not just one that got this word. So you are going to walk in the unlimitedness of God. Say, I will walk in the unlimitedness of God. I'm going to walk in God.
I'm going to walk in God.
Like Christ.
Like Adam.
Like Eve.
Like Eve.
Before the fall.
Before the fall.
Like Enoch.
Like Enoch.
Like Noah.
Like Noah.
I'm going to walk with God.
I'm going to walk with God.
And out of that,
Will come
the miracle oil anointing.
The miracle oil anointing.
So, that was December 3rd. And I'm making sure that you got a taste of what was given to this house. Now, the next level that he pressed me to share with you is this. At 2:28 a.m. yesterday morning, he had me up and I was writing down what was in my heart. So I'm going to just kind of ride this out with you, because I want you to taste what is available to every single one of us. And it doesn't have to be 2:28 in the morning. It can be whenever he decides to wake you up. So this is what I wrote. I am blessed and truly favored of my Father, who truly cares for me, Gail. He has confirmed the schooner, and truly only your plan will work. Man's plan brings death and failure. God's plan brings resurrection and life. So I had some bread and some wine, and I took Holy Communion. And I said, Lord, I need your word for this new day. And what came in was 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 4. So I wrote it down. You say, well, it's in your Bible. I wrote it down because sometimes I need to remind myself it is written for me. It's not written just for ha-has. It's written for me to pay attention and to wake up. So here's what it says. We speak as men approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, which is good news. We are not trying to please men, but God, who tests our hearts. Then he brought me to chapter 3, verse 13. May he strengthen your heart so that you may be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. Is that okay, my friend? Yeah. Got it? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 was the next level. The Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Yeah. So, what do we do with it? Well, one of the things that he reminded me of is that many, many times we take things for granted. My tomorrows are going to be like next week, and they're going to be like last year and the year before that, and that's a lie. Your tomorrows can be totally different if you trust him. If you ask him to speak to you, he will. I was counseling with a young man a week and a half ago, and he's got all kinds of questions in his heart about maybe attempting a relationship. And I said to him, I think you better ask the Lord. Well, before the service came tonight, around 10 past 6, my cell phone rang. So I went out in the hallway and I called him. And he said, I didn't like what God had to say.
Join the club.
He told him, Lord, what do you want me to do? Is it time? And the Lord said, you're not ready. Wow. He was at least willing to let me know what God told him. Why? So that I can carry him in my heart. What does it mean to carry someone in your heart? It means to be concerned when they're having a hard time. To intercede for them and pray for them as you are led of the Lord. Tonight, I was pressed to go back and take communion for John and Ann because of the check that I had in my heart. Don't forget them, they're hurting. There's a challenge. You see, I want to take you to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Because the other thing that you pointed out, young man, was three verses. Verse 16, 17, and 18. Be joyful always. Doesn't say you should be or could be. It says be. Amen? Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Well, maybe I don't feel like it. Well, that's the time that you choose and you activate your will and you give him thanks. You see, when you do something out of joy, it's easy. When you give thanks because you've just had a busted radiator, you know, what do you think you're doing? Every thought in your brain says, this is dumb. Right?
Right.
You just got a phone call and somebody's very angry with you and you say, bye, I'm having a great day, whether you like it or not. And I'm going to thank you for the way that you act towards me. I'm going to thank you for the reaction that you give to me every time I come close to you. And I'm going to thank you, Lord, because their ears are so blocked they can't hear. But as I intercede for them, they will hear.
Amen.
Oh, they're not quite grown up enough yet. Well, good grief, what about you? Are you so pure and so holy that you can't intercede for them because you think they should have grown up by now?
Amen.
You see, the thinking can really be stinking.
Amen.
Because you don't pull down those thoughts.
Amen.
And when you don't pull them down, the only thing you're going to do is make yourself miserable. And then the people around you are going to have attitude. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 19. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. You and I handed out what you received, every one of you, that were here on December 3rd. It says, do not treat prophecies with contempt. In other words, you may not like the word that I gave you, that you didn't grow up yet. Your eyes are still a little bit in need. I've got news for you. I had to swallow that same medicine many times because I thought I had it. Big thought. Not God. Verse 21. Test everything. Woo-hoo! Test everything. Why does he want us to test everything? Because if it's God, he'll repeat it. And he'll make sure that you know that this is the right road and going in the right direction, and you press on. Mm-hmm. But until you get second and thirds, and I can tell you this.
Fourths and fifths.
I'm not kidding.
No, I'm not either.
I watched people who had a prophetic word, and they went out and sold their house and moved, and then they found out it wasn't God. But somebody gave me a prophecy. Yo-yo. Test it. Two or three times. And I can tell you this. This one time, there was a word that had come to me from someone that I could trust. And I'm driving home. I know exactly where I am. I'm going under the underpass. Going underpass of the Interstate 90 in Ludlow. And I said, Lord, I'm not satisfied with two or three. I want four or five. Because this is so dramatic, I'm about to step into real, real unknown territory here. Okay? So I went home, slept that night. Go to church the next day. We had a service. One of the ladies, Diana Drew, comes up to me. Now, Diana was one of our friends. Okay? And she's gone to be with Jesus, so I'm sure her and Chuck are having a good time.
I know.
But she comes up to me. She says, Kim, I have this crazy word for you. And I said, well, what's crazy about it? What do you mean? She says, I keep hearing, I'll do four or five and even six. She says, and it don't make sense. I said, but it does to me. Why? Because God was making sure that he was going to make me aware before I made a move that it was him that was telling me to do something. And not somebody with a bright idea. Bright ideas are a dime a dozen. And people can be false. They want something for you. And they give you a word. And they want it out of their soul. And they speak it out. And it might even be scripture. And they'll send you on your way. And you're going to say, this feels good. Woo-hoo, thank you, Jesus. It might be another Jesus. And I'm warning you, test. See, St. Paul is not stupid. All right? He says, test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. Yeah, that's the next part. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Pray for us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. You say, well, what does that have to do with my tomorrows? What it has to do is to awaken you that he is on your side. He's not your enemy. The accuser is your enemy. And the more that you allow him to accuse, the more and more territory he will take. Mm-hmm. And he will try to create fear. Mm-hmm. And from fear, you'll get torment. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, you can argue with him, but you're not going to win the argument until you use the scripture. Mm-hmm. It is written. Mm-hmm. You see, why did I write down what I did? Because I was convincing me first. I have to convince me first that he loves me. Right, Gail?
Absolutely.
You can't convince a neighbor of something you don't even believe. They're going to see right through your act. Right, Joe?
Right.
And they're going to discern that you're just another preacher. We don't need another preacher. What we need is a word from the Lord. What we need is a change in our hearts and a fruit that we can hold on to. Would you make an omelet with rotten eggs? Yeah, check the date. Test those eggs before you put them all into a pan and make yourself sick. Why? Because if you do it for food, you should do it for spiritual food. Yeah. He's on my case. He wants me healed and whole. He wants me full of joy every day. He wants me free and full of liberty. He wants me to stand my ground and not to go back into slavery. Slavery is for those who want to live there, and to whom you submit to, you will be a slave to. Romans 6:16. You can check that one out, because I'll tell you, when I learned that, I said, oh my God, I caused my own demise because I thought it was a good idea. Come on, people, say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Because we all lived it. I don't care how old or how young you are. He'll take advantage of your lack of knowledge. So test. Be cautious. And if you need, talk to someone that you can trust. That's a very important thing. Talk to someone. I'm having a hard time right now. I need prayer, right? How many times did we pray for each other and for those around us? Hundreds and hundreds of times, thousands and thousands of times, interceding for those that we didn't know were having such a hard time. We'd see a vision and we'd carry the ball and we'd pray them through the victory. So bow your heads right now. Say, Lord Jesus,
I thank you
for the wisdom. Yes, the spirit of wisdom.
Yes, the spirit of wisdom.
To be inside of me. And to bring me understanding.
I'm jealous.
I want what Joe's got.
And I want more.
And I know he needs more. So don't stop, Lord.
Give us grace
until our cup runneth over.
Amen.
And amen. Share some hugs with each other. That's what you need to do. Amen. Oh, yes. Merry Christmas. Yes. And I pray that you'll know.